Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, it is. And we bring in now Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com. Hello, Adam. How you doing?
Oh, my God. I'm home in Milwaukee. I didn't make the trip to Montreal. And it feels so good to step outside in some brisk air.
You forgot your passport, too?
Oh, man, I am enjoying so much the commentary on social media about that. It's hilarious to watch the tinfoil hat wearers sort of debate what happened there. It's quite funny and very much enjoyable.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Ryan Braun didn't make the trip because he forgot his passport. I guess he left it out in Arizona or something. And by the time he got to Montreal, they said, no, you can't get into Canada, so...
I don't think he made it on the plane. I think they figured this out before they left.
Okay.
Look, the one thing our friend Tom Hodrico pointed out is this guy's house did almost burn down over the winter, and they made this like quick escape, and they gathered up like they had like 10 minutes to get the most important things. Maybe that had something to do with it. The guy doesn't like spring training, that's documented. He doesn't need a lot of at-bats, that's documented. I don't think he's going to, like, skip a trip, a two-day trip to Montreal because he doesn't like spring training. I think that's a little much for me. I think this is just a mess up. And look, Carlos Sobero, too, his passport needed renewal.
Mm-hmm.
And in Venezuela right now, you can't exactly, get an expedited renewal on anything. And so he stayed back. That last game that the Brewers played against the D-backs, Carlos Sobero managed because he couldn't make it to Montreal either. So stuff happens. It's not like the end of the world.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. Hey, we were sitting here talking about this a little while ago on the show. Do you have any concerns about this starting rotation?
Well, they made a commitment, and if you listen back to the stuff Craig Counsell was saying at the very start of camp about the young pitchers they have, he was talking then about, they feel like it's time to pitch these guys. That Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, and Corbin Burns showed them something last season, especially Woodruff and Burns late and into the playoffs, that made them believe that these guys are ready to pitch in the major leagues. And that went into the equation of not spending in that area the rotation on a named guy and instead using resources to get an upgraded catcher and to kind of shore up the infield with Mike Moustakas. That's $28 million of payroll right there between those two guys that could have gone to a pitcher had they made that choice. And Council was kind of hinting early that that's the way they wanted to go, so I don't think it was a big surprise at the end of camp when that is the way they did go. But look, those players have questions to answer. Corbin Burns has never started a game in the major leagues. Peralta has started a fair amount, but Woodruff actually doesn't have a lot of big league starts either, if you look at it. It's fair to question that they don't have a track record of getting through a 30-plus start major league season. And there is some risk that the Brewers are taking. They feel the reward is worth that. The one thing I'll say again, we talk about this a lot, is they look at it as the group as a whole. They look at it in terms of not the five guys they're opening with, but the seven guys that they'll use throughout the year. That includes Jason Anderson, who's in the bullpen to begin the season, but they believe he will start games. And they still believe Jimmy Nelson will start games. And he's also a big unknown right now. But they believe that they are going to get innings from Jimmy Nelson this season in the big leagues. But, those are the seven names right now. And I think it is fair to question whether that's enough depth and enough quality to get through a major league season in which you're contending, you think you're going to contend for the World Series.
Okay, we talk about, you know, Jimmy Nelson, and hopefully he can come back. So there's three guys. Jimmy Nelson's one of them. Give me the lowdown as to what's going on with Jeremy Jeffress right now. Last I heard, he threw pretty well. I mean, it wasn't quite where he was, but Craig Counsell said it was encouraging. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, and look, he said yesterday he told the guys and girls in Montreal that Jeremy Jeffress will face hitters tomorrow. So that's a big, that's a step. You know, that's the final step often as you're ramping up in spring training. The next step after facing hitters in some kind of sim or live BP is you get in a game, some kind of game. So face hitters tomorrow, according to Craig Counsell. There was some thought, discussion of whether that was going to be tomorrow or Friday, but Craig Counsell, I believe, said Wednesday yesterday. Then I think they'll try to get him in a game somewhere down in Arizona. They still have spring training going because the AAA season doesn't start for another week. So there are games down there to get him in. I think that's going to be the plan for him. And then they hope, again, that he's available like middle of April. They don't think this is going to be a long, lingering thing. But the question is going to be, once he gets in games and they can get good readings on him, is, you know, what's the velo? That was the big issue that caused this pause in the first place, because he got in a game and he was thrown at 84, and that's just not going to do it. So those are the questions they still have to answer. And once he gets in more like a situation where the adrenaline's going a little bit, that's when you're going to be able to get a better read on where he's at.
The next guy, obviously, to ask about is Corey Knebel, and I know he was going for a couple of different opinions. They said it wasn't something that was going to require, at least we don't believe right now, surgery. So where does that stand?
That surgery is very much in play, I would say. But the complicating thing with this is, when they traded for him, remember they got him from Texas in the Yovani Gallardo trade. And, you remember back to his first spring training, there were elbow concerns then. There was a partial tear of the UCL. And, look, it's kind of a reminder that all these pitchers, none of them have pristine arms. There's issues going on in every single guy. There's frays. There's little tears. There's, you know, guys are compromised, you know, structurally in their arms. And they get through it with great treatment, with great training, with patience when patience is required, step back when steps back are required, and all these different things. And this is something that Corey Knebel has pitched with in an extremely high level, and be that big power fastball curveball guy with a partial tear of that ligament. Now he's hurting now. His last start against the Dodgers, or his last outing against the Dodgers, he complained of discomfort. And the tricky thing is trying to figure out what's new and what was there. And then after that, decide, since he's rehabbed basically and with maintenance gotten through this thing, can he continue to do that? Does he just need a long break? Strengthen that. They do those PRP injections where they draw your blood and they circulate it and they inject the plasma back in there and it aids healing. Guys have had good luck with that, and you never want to do surgery unless you have to. So that's what they have to decide. Can they do that, the PRP, and rehab this thing without surgery, or is it damaged to the point where he needs Tommy John surgery, which would cost him a year? And that is a question that is a very tricky one to answer because of just the nature of his story over the last couple of years, and that's where they're going to have a bunch of different guys look at it. So he was going to go to L.A. to see Dr. Neil Eletrosh, the guy who's sort of become, you know, the guy now. And I think they're going to do multiple opinions beyond that. So we're not going to know anything on him for a while. I mean, end of this week at the very, very earliest, potentially not for a while beyond that. And that's a big loss. Look, right. I mean, Jeffress, they're confident about Jeremy Jeffress, that he's going to be back. But they were really good when they had all three guys. And you think about September, those three guys were pretty darn good. Craig Counsell was able to make decisions in his rotation. And a lot's been, you know, we talked a lot this spring about how he's not going to be able to manage at the start of the season the way he did September, October, when you had A, expanded rosters, B, all those off days. But even throughout the season, I mean, he relied heavily on his bullpen. The Brewers logged a lot of bullpen units. And the key was having kind of three lockdown guys that you know, pretty much every day you had one of them available. And that was really critical for him. And they're not going to have that at the start of the season. And the start of the season happens to be the toughest part of their schedule. So they've got all those games. You know, look at their March-April schedule. And it's, I think it, I counted 24 of the first 32 are against Cardinals, Cubs, Dodgers, Rockies. So it's a gauntlet at the start, and they're going into it not full strength. And with a young rotation where guys aren't totally proven. So like I said, it's completely fair, I think, to have a little bit of skepticism about where this team stands going into the season and whether they can survive this early part of the year.
Good stuff as always, Adam. We appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you and seeing you all throughout the season. I'll see you down there on Thursday, okay?
All right, everybody, behave on Thursday. Long season, a marathon, not a sprint. Let's be it. Let's be good. And have fun. I hope everybody has a great day.
I was going to say, just a tip from you to everybody else. There you go. Good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Just trying to make sure everybody is safe and happy.
Okay. Talk to you soon. There you go. Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us for a couple of minutes. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.